Secret Spy Headquarters in Washington, David Harding addresses a group of men around a long, shiny table.
Gentlemen, I'm honored by the presence here of the governors of the several southern states covered by our counter-spy districts 9, 10, and 11. We realize that your state administrations are faced with a large criminal operation, selling illegally made alcohol and evading federal taxes. Peters, those figures, please.
Yes, Mr. Harding. District 9, estimated tax loss, $221,000. District 10, $400,000. District 11, over $500,000.
Now, gentlemen, we don't yet know what gang makes that alcohol or where it's made, but all over your state, counter-spy squads are moving into action.
Comes the truck, boy. Don't let it get by. It's loaded with 1 gallon corn syrup cans. That's what we're looking for.
Okay, buddy. Pull up. United States counter spy.
This is the place. It's a dance hall in Tevin. They won't open up for us.
All right, men. Smash down that door.
Been obtained from truck drivers, tavern keepers, and others taken in these counter-spy raids. One lead of possible value has been found, however. My assistant, Harry Peters, is leaving tonight to investigate it in Chicago.
Hey, buddy, I'm looking for the main office of the famous Flanagan Sisters Corn Syrup Company. Is it in here?
No, this is only the garage. The office is in that snazzy little building right across the street.
Here? Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, Buster, what a thing.
I was looking for a secretary or a receptionist or something.
That little blonde babe there, you see. What's your problem?
I want to find out something about the famous Flanagan sisters.
Why, Buster?
I'm Harry Peters. United States counter-spies.
Well, Peters, I got news for you. I'm the famous Flanagan sister.
You're the famous Flanagan sister? All of them?
Yeah, it's only a trade name, and I bought the business a couple of years ago. My name's Hype Gordon. Sit down.
Thank you, Mr. Gordon. Do you believe in large offices?
Why not? I spent half my life here.
Is this one of your cans of syrup?
A sample, yeah. That label, that is a portrait of the original Flanagan sisters bending over a hot stove, making their corn syrup according to a receipt handed down from mother to daughters. Between you and me, the daughter should have it back.
Tell me, do you know what happens to your used cans?
Why?
Well, do you take them back, for instance?
Like milk bottles, you mean?
No. Why? A lot of them seem to be used for shipping illegal alcohol around the country. Labels ripped off, of course.
My cans were.
Into the so-called monopoly states, where liquor is sold only by state-owned liquor stores. Bootleg liquor undersells those stores very profitably because somebody forgets to pay the federal alcohol taxes. We figure around $3 million on this particular operation alone.
Oh, you trace those cans to me, huh?
Mm-hmm. Through the manufacturer.
You want to look around the place, Peters? I'll show you where we make the syrup and can it. 50, 60 employees, I got. I'll even show you the garage where we ship it out to stores and wholesalers. Maybe I'll even give you a couple of cans to take home to the little woman. Come on. This way. Hello, Milky.
Yeah. Did you, Mr. Gordon?
Listen, counter spy. sniffing around my plant here.
Carter's
fine. Holy fish. So don't send any more trucks here from the still till you get word from me.
Yeah. Mr. Gordon, you had three trucks loaded and ready to roll out of your garage, didn't you?
I got them out fast. So sit tight, Melky, and we'll be okay.
Peters to Harding in Washington. No evidence whatever at Hype Gordon's syrup plant to connect it or him with illegal alcohol manufacture. However, have sent agents to trail three loaded trucks that left his garage while I was there. Gordon himself also under surveillance. Has three cars, including limousine with French chauffeur. Lives in most expensive apartment hotel in Chicago, swarming with uniformed flunkies. Gordon's rental at least $15,000 a year for a lavishly furnished penthouse apartment.
Hey. Sleeping Beauty.
Oh.
Wake up, sweetheart. Lover boy.
Oh, hi. What are you doing?
Working, what else? It's only 12:30, Benny. Say, we got any baloney?
You fell asleep on a goddamn waiting sleep. Must be love. What's the matter?
The famous Flanagan sisters and Uncle Sam.
Holy smokes. Dad?
I'm not sure yet.
But there's no time for you to get in trouble, lover boy. I still need that second moon cool.
Hey, I asked you if we got any bologna and pumpkin.
Oh, well, yeah. Honey, here we are living in the most expensive apartment in Chicago. And I have to keep bologna and pumpernickel in the icebox for you.
Refrigerator. What's the matter with bologna?
It's so crude. There was only frog legs and wine or something. But it's bologna and pumpernickel.
Thanks. Huh. How's something?
Please. How tough is it with Uncle Sam?
No. I figure as long as they don't find out where my still is, they can't tie me up to it.
Oh.
I'm just going to sit around and smile. And after a while, the counter spies will figure I'm an innocent victim. Go away.
Holy smoke, how somebody at the door without being announced? Maybe it's counter spies.
You go on down the hall to the bedroom. Stay there. Go on, go on.
Let me know what happened.
Yeah? Yeah, well, hiya, Hype. Well, say, you look just exactly the way I thought you would. Yes, sir. Not one hair out of place. Press the flesh, Hype, old boy. It's good to see you.
Hell, hiya. Let go of my hand, will you? How'd you get past the door, man?
Oh, my, yes. Look, do you mind if I grab my suitcase right here? I'm Sam.
Sam?
Yeah, Sam Vandervoort. Your wife's brother, Sam.
Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, Sam. What? How are you?
Oh, great, Hype. Great, just great. You see, I hopped the rattle out of St. Louis early today. Made up my mind to hit for the Windy City. You know, for a decent job. I need scope, Hype, and there ain't no scope in St. Louis. And just between you and me, I come on ahead of Gladys so I can sneak in a couple of hot nightclubs, you know.
Gladys, coming so.
Oh, sure, sure. You see, we thought it was about time we met the man my little sister Vinnie married last year. Hey, you got a mighty classy joint around here. Kind of small, though, ain't it?
There's only Vinnie and me. He's back. I better tell you.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Don't bother. I don't bother. It's late and I can bed down right here. Uh-oh. Hey, ain't this one of them sofas that opens up into a bed? Hey, this, huh? Is it big enough for two?
What?
Well, you know, Gladys and I wouldn't want inconvenience in that. We'll be mighty comfortable right here in the living room.
You mean couldn't get rooms in a hotel? I can work it for you.
Hotel Hype? When I got relatives I'm as fond of like you and Vinny, I wouldn't dream of hurting my feelings by going to no hotel. Bologna and pumpernickel, huh? Well, that's good.
Yeah. Only I'm sorry there's no frog's legs.
Oh, don't feel bad about that, Hype. I love bologna and pumpernickel.
in Counter Spy Plane 1, en route Chicago.
Dave, I'm sure glad you're here in Chicago. This new development nails it right to Hype Gordon. He himself ships out alcohol under cover of shipping out corn syrup.
But where is the alcohol made? I see only one thing to do, Peter. Pull a new series of raids on his customers in the Southern District that might scare him into revealing where his still's located.
This tavern is being padlocked for violation of the law. Watch those rear windows. They're trying to get away.
All right, step on it, Jack. We'll be late for the next raid.
They're shooting at it. Smash the lock off that door.
Hello, Melky.
Hey, Hype, for the love of Mike, you better come out here to the still. Take it apart or something. Hey, you know about all these new counters by raid?
Listen, Melky, they can raid every joint in the country. Won't mean nothing to us so long as they don't locate the still. And they won't so long as I don't go there so the counter spies can tail me. You just keep your head down and sit tight.
Yeah. Sit tight. We ought to do something.
No. This is another mob muscling in or something like those West Side guys 2 years ago. I'd go after them with guns. This has to be played close to the vest.
Okay, Mr. Gordon. Suppose I have to call you later tonight. You home?
Home? I can't go home. It's a way later. My brother-in-law's visiting us. What a schmo. I can't throw him out. My wife sticks up for him. I'm nuts about my wife. Then there's my sister-in-law, Gladys. She's tall and skinny. She talks.
And I never dream of mentioning this thing. Only after all, you're my sister-in-law. And you know how Sam would never say a word unless he was sure.
He said just now that he wasn't sure.
But after all, a wife ought to know how a husband earns his money. And after all, you only knew Hype 3 weeks before you married.
I know, Gladys. And Sam was always good to me. Especially after Pop died back home. But that doesn't give him or you the right to criticize Hype. I'm nuts about Hype.
Well, all Sam said was that he didn't think the famous Flanagan sister's corn syrup company was very successful. And still, you and Hype have 3 cars, and he got 4 closets full of clothes, and that diamond ring.
Oh.
And then yesterday, Sam followed Hype around the city, and Hype didn't go anywhere near any customers.
Sam's been pinched. I mean, snooping around after Hype.
Oh, that's contemptible.
Oh, Hype? Loverboy? You're awfully late. A
lot of work, Vinny. Hello, Gladys.
Hello.
Vinny, I'm going to have some bologna and pumpernickel. Where's Sam?
In the kitchen, having some bologna and pumpernickel.
Time to hit the hay, Vinny.
Yeah. Good night, Gladys.
Good night, Vinny.
Night, honey. Vinny, the guy drives me nuts.
Oh.
Oh, Sam. I'm Gladys. Now, listen, sweetheart, how about you get him out?
Well, he won't be staying much longer.
What do you mean, 2 years?
Now, lover boy.
They drive me nuts. They're always in the way. They sleep on the sofa.
He drives me.
Borrows my shirt. Use my bologna and pumpernickel.
Yeah.
Getting to the only pleasure I have at home. Just taking off my shoes.
I can't throw Sam and Gladys out, lover boy. They're all the family I got left.
Vinny, of my customers down south got raided.
Oh.
I need a clear head, Vinny, and that schmo brother of yours gets me so mad I can't think straight. Listen, you know, I'll do something dumb. And, honey, it'll be his fault. I'll murder the guy.
Not so loud.
Nice. Where are my pajamas? Sam got my pajamas?
On the pillow. Hi, I guess this is no time for you to be upset, and I better tell you instead of you finding it out.
Why not, why?
Well, Sam follows you around.
What?
No.
He follows me around. Sam, that iron-headed clam digger? I'll brain him now, so help me. Where the Sam Hill of my slippers? I suppose he's got them too.
Hype, lover boy. Now, please don't make a scene. I'll get rid of them both by Saturday, I promise. Please, lover boy. Please.
Peters, I've been studying the surveillance reports on Hype Gordon.
Yeah, me too, Dave.
He hasn't made a single betraying move. It's great. We smack his customers, stop the tax losses. We know he ships out the alcohol. But what we don't know is where's that still?
On the moon, maybe.
Well, I've got one notion that might be useful. Did you notice in these reports about Hype Gordon's brother and sister-in-law visiting?
And driving him crazy, yes.
Peter's relatives and in-laws often make trouble for decent people. Why not trouble for crooks, too? I think this Mr. Sam Vandervoort might be a lot of help to us. With a push from you.
And Sam, maybe I shouldn't have said anything about you following Hype around, but it just sort of popped out.
Oh, well, Gladys, it don't make no difference. I couldn't find anything out anyway. I guess I'd have to go back to St. Louis Saturday, maybe. Where are they tonight, Hype and Vinny?
I don't know. We got the apartment all to ourselves, and I must say it's a relief to have a little privacy. Oh, somebody's at the door. You go, Sam, and if it's a telegram or anything for Hype, you better open it and take it to the door.
Yeah?
Is Hype in? Hype Gordon?
No. No, he's not. Can I give him a message?
Your friend of his?
No, I'm his brother-in-law.
Oh, well, give him this message, would you? Rush. Tell him to get out to the still right away.
Get out to the still right away? What name will I tell him?
He'll know where the message is from. Come on.
Who was it, Sam? Telegram or special delivery? Sam, I asked you a question. Why don't you answer me? Sam, something's happened. I can always tell by your face whenever you've got an idea. Now, why don't you tell me?
What?
I said, I was saying,
Sam,
shut
up, will you? Oh. I'm trying to think. Vinny, it's me. Sam. Gladys?
Oh, well, no, Barney.
Yeah?
Hi, this is Dave. Where have you been?
The athletic club, like I told you. Where are you?
I told Sam I'm here. Well, now, the minute we got that tall Milky, he got all excited and ran away. All the other men, too.
Milky? The other men... Vinny, are you with the still? With Sam?
I couldn't help it. The minute Sam told me about the message he got, when we couldn't find you, we didn't dare wait.
Vinny, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to kill somebody for it. Don't move. Don't do anything. I'll come right out.
Hype. You don't have to yell at me. I was only trying to help.
Help. You and Sam together, you've made me do the one thing I swore I'd never do. Come out to the still so I could be tailed. Hype, you got me and Vinny all wrong about. Sam, you shut up. And what'd you bring that idiot along for, too?
Me?
Gladys? Look. Now, look, all of you. I'm trying to find a handle on this. On what happened? Now, what happened?
Well, while we were out, you and me, that is, Hype.
A guy come to the door with a message for you. To get out to the still right away.
A guy? What guy?
Well, I thought he was sent by Milky.
Milky wouldn't send a guy. He's phone. And so you came out. Sam, what did you butt in?
Now, Hype, you'd better listen to what I got to say.
Tell him, Sam.
Gladys, you shut up or I'll brain you. All right, let's have it, Sam.
All right. You think I'm a chowderhead, don't you? But I figured out right from the start you had a racket. And the minute that guy talked about it, still I was sure of it.
So
I want a job. Here, working for you. Or at the famous Flanagan Sisters Corn Syrup Company. Or else I talk.
Sam! You told me you only wanted to help, Hype.
Shut up, Vinny. You'll talk, Sam. To the counter spies. Well, Bright Eyes, you listen to me.
Now, hold your horses, Hype. Just give me a job and I won't talk.
Talk, you big baboon, you! That message wasn't for Milky. It was a counter spy gag, a trap, and you walked into it. I gotta walk into it, too, to get you out. Give me a job, he said. Give me a job, you rock head. I might be out of business altogether before morning.
Oh, Hype.
I don't buy all that hype. You can't brush me off that easy.
What? Vinny. Go on out to the car. Stay there. We may have to leave fast. I'll douse all the lights in here. Sam, you win. You and Gladys, come on with me. I'll show you something.
From here, through this cellar, the alcohol gets piped to my corn syrup factory.
Our pipeline runs 2 miles in an abandoned sewer we found.
Gosh, what a setup. Pipe, I sure got to hand it to you, fella. Huh, Gladys?
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Sam, how would you like to stay here?
Work here?
Sam. Sam, he's up to something. Hi. You take us out of this cellar this minute.
Let's talk about it outside.
Well, yeah. Talk right here. I don't believe there was any message. You rushed Vinny off her feet. Now you want to sneak out and squeal on me. You rotten kind of spy stool.
What, me? You're crazy.
You got it out. Now, Sam, will be quiet. You stay here with him, got it.
It's dark. The air. We'll die down here, you murderer.
So long, both of you. For good.
Hi. Hi.
Vinny, why aren't you outside like I told you?
Cars all around. I got scared. It's so dark and creepy in
here. Holy smoke, we gotta get out of here.
We can't leave Sam and Gladys.
Never mind, Dan. Come on, it's a side door.
But Sam and Gladys. Oh, sorry. Never
mind. What?
Oh, that doorway over there from the cellar where you were just off by side. Sam, Gladys, over here.
Gordon, Mrs. Gordon, stand where you are.
How by it, Gordon.
Vinny, what's up? Duck down.
Yeah. Over, Gordon, drop the gun. Stop resisting, Gordon. The entire building's surrounded.
I'm so fucked to get hurt.
That's better. Handcuffs for Gordon, Peter. It's a pleasure. Gordon, you and all of your men are under arrest for making and selling illegal alcohol. Just now as we came in, we found Sam Vandervoort and his wife in the cellar. You'll be charged with their attempted murder.
You didn't.
Sam's a dirty stool pigeon. He was working for the counter spy.
My own brother-in-law.
You're wrong, Gordon. We only tricked him to trick you into leading us here to your still. Now your entire racket's smashed. All right, Peters, have these people held outside. And we'll start taking this place apart.